So could the fight for the nomination go all the way to the party conventions this summer? Well, that did happen back in 1880 when James Garfield emerged as the surprise choice at a brokered convention. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland reports on the wild primary that year and a president whose term was cut short by an assassin.
Bob Hook is a tour guide at Cleveland's Lakeview Cemetery, and he likes to walk visitors through Garfield's history.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
He takes them up the steps of a dark Gothic monument that rises from one of the highest points on the cemetery grounds. This landscape is the final resting place for many famous names, including oil billionaire John D. Rockefeller, the first African-American big city mayor, Carl Stokes, and an American president.
1920. James Garfield is the 20th president of the United States.
The memorial has a number of symbolic architectural flourishes. Some, like the number of steps, are subtle, and some are more overt, like a series of sculpted scenes depicting the 20th president's life. Garfield is shown as a teacher, a Civil War general, and as a spellbinding public speaker.
Orators, great orators, were very, very important back then, even though they didn't have microphones and radios.
Historian Ellen Connolly says the Ohio congressman's rhetorical skills brought him into the national spotlight at the 1880 Republican National Convention. The meeting was deadlocked. After 35 votes, no clear choice emerged. James Garfield gave a speech intended to endorse one of the contenders, but the delegates' attention shifted to the guy at the lectern. Connolly compares it to the way that a young Barack Obama electrified Democrats with a keynote address in 2004.
You know, the convention is going on, and they're like, you know, votes number 36 and 36, and they get around and say, Garfield is a neutral guy. He can win, so let's throw our support to him.
And the unintended candidate got the delegates' endorsement. But rather than hit the campaign trail, Garfield went back to his farmhouse outside Cleveland. The party bosses, including the then president, wanted to handle the GOP hopeful's publicity themselves.
As Rutherford B. Hayes told Garfield, sort of stay home, don't say anything, and just look wise.
But the candidate didn't take that advice, says Todd Arrington. He's the head of education at the James A. Garfield Historic Site in Mentor, Ohio. As curious people started gathering outside his home to take a peek at him, Garfield came out to talk with them. Arrington says those conversations became an event.
We estimate, based on records, that somewhere around 17,000 to 20,000 people showed up here on this property during the presidential campaign of 1880. Keep in mind, you know, they couldn't look at his Facebook page. They couldn't follow him on Twitter. They couldn't see him on MSNBC or CNN or whatever every night.
Arrington says Garfield's popular front porch style became a model for future presidential races, bringing candidates closer to the public. But great-great-grandson Tim Garfield wonders if presidential campaigning is better off for it.
Well, I think in those days we elected citizens to be president. And through the past 20 or 30 years, we've had Bushes, we're trying to have Clintons. You know, we seem to have nominated families to presidencies.
In July of 1881, 49-year-old James A. Garfield was shot in the back by a deranged gunman, upset over not receiving a political appointment. For historian Ellen Connolly, Garfield's potential was outlined in his inaugural address 4 months earlier. The new president had made a powerful call for the full civil rights of black citizens.
It's very sad that we lost someone that could have changed history. I think that he would have made some very, very positive changes in favor of African Americans. He had been involved in the abolitionist movement, so we lost all that.
The Garfield Memorial rises 180 feet above Lakeview Cemetery. The interior is laid out like a chapel filled with intricate mosaics, colored marble, and stained glass. A curving stairway leads down to a family crypt and the flag-draped coffin of America's 20th president. It's a space to reflect on what the country lost 135 years ago. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.